The Crime Analysis Center in Syracuse is now expanding with a new addition of Oswego and Madison counties. It's one of 10 support centers across New York. The data network, staffed with analysts and investigators, allows information about crimes across 31 counties to be easily shared. State Division of Criminal Justice Services Executive Deputy Commissioner Michael Green says criminals from other states are known to repeat the same crimes.
So you have a couple burglaries in one county, and they're comparing notes with the analysts in other centers, and they meet the pattern in the other center, and they ultimately end up putting that together.
A newly expanded center is being built with a 16 by 14 foot state-of-the-art video wall of surveillance footage. Syracuse Police Officer Derek McGork says the real-time intelligence provides assistance to officers on patrol.
They provide long-term intelligence based on research that they do here, the capabilities that they have at the center, and provide that to detectives and investigators for long-term cases. It's really helped us recover evidence. It's helped us identify people, locate people. It's helped us recover evidence in long-term investigations.
The new 4,200-square-foot facility will cost roughly $700,000 and will be located at the Syracuse Public Safety Building. The staff is overseen by a DCJS director and will expand from 17 to 26 staff members when it opens in April. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.